If you want your heart to be full of good things, you've got to put good things in it. If you want your heart to be full of freedom, you have to know the truth. The Bible is where you find the truth.
Today from Healing School, Gloria Copeland teaches us the importance of consistently storing God's Word in our hearts and how that leads to a strong, healthy, and long life.
I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful plan. The Word of God's got the answer, but you can't get hung up on traditions. The healing's passed away. The Bible says, Jesus, or the Lord said, the Word says, I am, the Lord said about Himself. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will be or I was. I was the Lord that healeth thee. No, He didn't say that. I'm going to be the Lord that healeth thee. No, He didn't say that. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That means every day of your life, He am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. We can live in divine health if we'll walk in peace. And love, we'll walk in love and we'll keep our hearts, our eyes and ears on the Word of God so that the Word of God is abiding in our heart. And the Scripture teaches us that the Word that's in you is the Word that talks to you. If the Word's just out here, if it's just in here, it's not going to be talking to you when you wake up with a symptom or a sickness, of a symptom of sickness or whatever, pain. But if you have it in here, the first thing you're going to think about is, by His stripes, I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. Now you get your hands off me, devil, in the name of Jesus. You got to learn to talk to the devil. He's not worth much, but you're going to have to talk to him. And you're going to have to tell him, you're not coming in here. You're not coming in my marriage. You're not coming in my body. You're not going to have my children. In Jesus' name, you get your hands off of that situation. You've got to tell Him. You've got to receive from the Lord. Receive all of His wonderful words. Believe what He says about you. And then you have to rebuke Satan and those thoughts that conflict with the Word of God. If you don't, he'll just bug you all the time. But you've got power. In my name, they shall cast out demons. So there's no reason for us, if we're born again, there's no reason for us to put up with the devil. We don't have to listen to him. Every time he raises his head, we can say, shut up. One time when the children were small, Courtney and Max, they're the grandchildren, John's girl and Kelly's boy, John's oldest girl. And they were riding along in the car with John and Marty and Courtney said, she was about 5, 6. She said, shut up, devil. So Marty said, well, Courtney, what is it? What happened? She said, the devil just told me to break Max's leg. Well, she had it right. Don't break his leg. Get rid of the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, it's great when kids grow up. They think this is the normal way of life. You know, casting out devils, yeah, cast them out. Don't put up with them. It's great to raise kids on the Word of God. Hallelujah. And it's fun to see them grow. I am the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee, the Scripture says in Exodus 15:26. So we know that the Lord hasn't changed. He doesn't change. He changes not. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. If He am the Lord in the Old Testament that healeth thee, He am the Lord in the New Testament that healeth thee. Amen? Glory to God. Here's one that kind of slows people down. All things work together for good to those who believe. All things. Let's look at Romans 8:28. I'm just giving you some things that hang people up today. And we know that all things work together for good. Is that the end of the sentence? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are called according to His purpose. Who does the Bible say loves God? Those that do what He says. If you want to know if you love God, are you doing what He says? If you do what He says, all things are going to work for your good. I can tell you that if you will act on the Word of God, first of all, to act on it, you've got to know what it says. So you have to spend time in it. You don't get a divine revelation while you sleep. You get it while you put your eyes and your ears on this Word right here. If you'll do that, all things, and you'll obey what you read in the Word. Now, that's what Ken and I've done. Every good thing in our life, every success we've had, we owe to this one thing, that we found out to put the Word of God in our eyes and our ears, get it in our heart, and do whatever it says. Do whatever it says. And that brings victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where do you get faith? Faith is just believing what God says. You're not going to get it anywhere except the Word of God. You're not born with faith. You can't pass faith on. You can't lay hands on somebody's head and command faith to be there. No, that won't work. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's the only source of faith, because that's the only place that knows the truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. What God says about Himself in this written Word. The written Word is the greatest blessing outside of being born again and being filled with the Spirit. That the written Word, we can know God's will, because God's will is always good. It's always to our advantage. He's always on our side. God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. And so that written Word is the answer, really, to your situation, because it's the content of the written Word that'll make you free. In fact, this is not on my notes, but it's open here. It says in Matthew 12:34, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? The devil's not going to be talking good things to you. The world, influenced by the devil, is not going to be saying good things to you. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you think, I just can't make a good confession, I just can't say the right thing for very long. Well, it's because it's not in there in abundance. It would be so, it gets so easy to say right and not say wrong when you have that in you in abundance. It's just the natural flow. What's in here is coming out. If you don't want bad stuff to come out, don't put it in. How do you get things in your heart? Through your eyes and your ears. Don't watch trash on television. I mean, all the cursing. People used to curse like that in the dark places or maybe when they didn't think anybody was around much. But the cursing that you hear today, I mean, you know, if you just listen to some people on the street, you'd think they don't even have a vocabulary. All they know to do to express themselves is a curse word. You know, you may be working around people in the workplace that curse all the time. I'd change jobs if I could, if I were you. But if not, don't let that cursing get in you. And don't hang out there with them. If you know at lunch, they go and have lunch and they just curse and damn and do all those things, well, don't go have lunch with them. You know, you have to protect your ears and your eyes. And when you go to movies, we don't have any business going to movies that talk like that, but if you do, well, you better plead the blood of Jesus. You better think of something. You better say, I'm not taking that into myself. What happens when you feed on all that stuff? It gets down in you, and you want to say that. Next time you get mad, you want to say that. That has no part with us. We don't love cursing. We love what? Blessing. We're not of those that are under the curse. We don't curse. If you've got a problem with that, we'll get rid of it. because you're bringing damnation on yourself with your mouth. Amen. Glory to God. It's the truth. So I get on these little kicks. I forget where I am. A good man. Here's what you want to do. How can you? Well, let's start with 34. All generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? If there's no good in your heart, good's not coming out your mouth. That's why you have to put the Word of God in there. For out of the abundance of the heart, the overflow, what's in there the most, the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. That's where good life comes from. That's where the good life comes from. That's where the godly life comes from. That's where the blessing and prosperity and all the healing, living in divine health comes from your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, what's in there the most is what you speak. But if you're a good man, out of the good treasure of your heart comes forth good things. That's why the Word of God is so necessary for you. You know, you may think, well, I'm not a preacher. I don't need to study the Word. Well, you do if you want a good life. If you want your heart to be full of good things, you got to put good things in it. If you want your heart to be full of freedom, you have to know the truth. The Bible is where you find the truth. And there's always pressure against you to go a different direction, the unbelieving direction, the sin direction. People will try to pull you in because they're demon possessed. They would like some company. And so you have to stay strong. I don't care whether you're a preacher or not, has nothing to do with it. Certainly, if you're a preacher, you're going to have more pressure. But this is true of everybody. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Here's what we want. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. Why is that called a treasure? Because it's made from deposits. Whatever deposits you make with your time, your attention, your eyes, your ears. You put your eyes on the wrong thing and you're putting your eyes, you're making your deposit evil. Now, you cannot overcome that. Yeah, well, I can go to see all those movies and then I'm not going to talk that way. It just doesn't work that way. If you put your eyes on it, it's going to get down in you. And it'll come back up once it gets in you. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, in other words, brings forth evil things. So, you know, this is just a spiritual law. What you hear with your ears and see with your eyes gets into your heart. And then out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. What's in there the most? Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. You can't get away from that. So if you put healing in your eyes, in your ears, healing scriptures like you've heard me talk about so often about my friend Dodie, who's still alive and going strong. And she, the doctors told her 20, 30 years ago, she had only a short time to live. And that's John Osteen's wife. It's Joel Osteen's mother. She used to be John Osteen's wife. Now she's Joel Osteen's mother. She and John was still alive then. She and John took the scriptures. They were said, there's nothing we can do. You know, you've only a short time to live. Your cancer's all over. We have no cure. And so they were in the hospital. They said, well, why are we here? Let's go home. They went home. Dodie and John began to, well, they were already believing God, but she had her a list of healing scriptures, and we have it out there. I'm sure it's on the table. We have a list. She had a list of healing scriptures she went over twice a day. And Well, I've forgotten how long it was. It wasn't too long. Every trace of cancer was gone. That's been years and years and years ago. John has gone on to heaven years ago, and Dodie's still going strong. We were, I guess it must have been 2 years ago, we went to New York. We were invited to New York City by some friends who were giving her a birthday party. It was either her, I think it was her 72nd birthday party then. That's been a good while ago. She looked beautiful. She was healed. She's strong. She's doing the will of God. She took those healing scriptures and she meditated on them, put them in her eyes, in her ears, in her mouth twice a day. And she says today, if you were to talk to her, she said, yes, I'm still doing the healing scriptures. I do healing scriptures. I do those healing scriptures every day. She did not quit after the cancer left. And so she just keeps the same. I mean, she never ages. She's strong, happy. The Word of God brings healing and health to your flesh. And that's exactly what she did. And I mean, it was terminal cancer. Now you got to be, we're surrounded by darkness and evil and all that stuff in this world. But we don't have to participate. We don't have to let it come into our lives. But we have to be diligent about the things of God. And we have to keep our heart good. I mean by that, you have to keep your eyes on the Word of God. Keep the Word going in your eyes, in your ears. And let that good Word of God get in your heart so that faith is always ready. Your faith is strong. You don't wait till you get sick to think about faith. You think about your faith every day. I have to have the Word of God. The just shall live by faith. You have to have the Word of God to have faith. If you want to live free, if you want to live out your days, and it's the will of God for us to live long on the earth, then you have to have a good treasure in your heart. Out of the good man's heart, out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of an evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgments. By your words you will be justified. By your words you will be condemned. We're word people. We believe the Word of God. We believe we're supposed to speak the Word of God. We believe we're supposed to speak words that agree with the Word of God. We put the Word in our heart. When we say unbelief, when we make the wrong confession, we repent. We say, I'm sorry, Lord, I forgive me for that. I rebuke that confession. I'm not letting that stay in Jesus' name. You know, if you don't give a lot of thought and attention to your spiritual life, you're not going to walk in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And so if you're not going to hear the Word, you're not going to have faith. And when you get home, you need to, if you don't already do this, you need to instill a plan in your life where you spend time in the Word every day. I occasionally miss, but not very often. And that should be your goal, is every day I'm going to take the Word in my eyes and in my ears so that it's in my heart, so that good is in my heart, so that my good future is in my heart, and power words can come out my mouth, and I can be free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So your heart is the depository of the Word of God, and you are the one that decides what you put in your heart. So if you may need to turn some of the world's voice off. Of course, the more of it we turn off, the better off we are. The more we turn God's voice on and we listen to Him, to the Word, with our time and our attention, the better off we are. Healing is wrapped up in the Word of God. I'm telling you, out of the abundance of your heart comes forth words that bring sickness into your life or bring healing into your life, that bring poverty into your life or brings abundance into your life. And the same thing is true of your finances. You may need a healing in your finances today. Well, you attack it the same way you do sickness and disease. You meditate on the Word of God. And you put it in your eyes and your ears and you get it in there in abundance and you say it out your mouth. Just like you say, I'm healed. By His stripes, I'm healed. You could say that 1,000 times a day and it'd be all right. Then you say, my God liberally meets my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So you see, you can't be a lazy Christian and walk in victory. The reason is there's an enemy. His name is Satan. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's got a lot of little devils that help him do that. What we have to do is stay strong, and we have to say, I rebuke you, Satan. You're not coming into my finances. You're not going to be in my body. My body's healed by the stripes of Jesus. Sickness and disease is under the curse. You can't have me. You can't have my body. I stand against you. I rebuke you. Be bold where the devil's concerned. Tell him what he can do and what he can't do. You can get out of here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you have to take, what does the scripture say? I think that's what it means when it says the violent, talking about the kingdom of heaven, the violent take it by force. The forceful take it by force. You've got an enemy. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. And you've got to be strong, and you can't be strong in your own strength. But you can be strong in the Word of God and in the power of His might. Hallelujah.
God's best for you is to live in divine health for all of your days. No matter how old you are, child, youth, adult, or senior, His plan is for you to be well and start living long and strong. The God Wants You Well package features three life-changing resources: Live Long and Live Strong, a 6-CD teaching series by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to fully live God's purpose all of your days. Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, is filled with healing scriptures from God's Word. And the CD and booklet, Healing Confessions by Gloria Copeland, will teach you how to declare the healing power of God over your life. The God Wants You Well package helps you discover God's wisdom for long life, His promises for healing, and how to make every day a day worth living. To order the God Wants You Well package by Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $20 and includes Gloria Copeland's faith-building teaching, Live Long, Live Strong, a Healing Promises book, and her Healing Confessions CD and booklet. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
About 2 years ago, I just started feeling really stiff. I mean, I could put arthritis on me if I wanted to, but I refused to do that. I just took it immediately to the Lord, and I kept praying, and I kept believing, and the symptoms have persisted. Sometimes they're a little bit better, but mostly they've just been getting stiffer and stiffer. And I noticed it, especially at work. I'm a nurse. Hourly, you're recording all these measurements, and it's just hard. And you try to not let anybody notice that you're getting old. But I refuse to get old because I like my job, but I don't like the pain that was coming, getting worse and worse. And I've just held my faith for 2 years. I have been praying and just rebuking the pain and calling forth healing and just claiming it. And I really feel like I was able to stay faithful in my confessions because of what has been so instilled in our lives through this ministry, and because they teach the Word of God. I mean, they teach how to have victory in the Word of God. And since Gloria prayed today, start doing things you couldn't do before.
Now begin to do what you couldn't do before.
And I noticed, I just started doing them. The more I did this, the pain left, and I have no pain in my hands. And I can look at this. I can make a fist. You can actually close my fingers. I haven't been able to close my fingers, I don't know, in a long time. After I came down here and gave my testimony, I went up there and I went in the back by the stairs, and I actually got down on my knees and got back up, and I didn't have to hold on to anything. I didn't have any pain associated with my knees. But I think coming down here and giving my testimony was starting with my hands, that God just did the rest as I walked away. I feel like I've completely been healed. Completely healed. And I praise God.
You know, Verna was so committed to what was written in the Word of God and what she saw there that she didn't even want a doctor's report saying something opposite of what the Word of God said. So she put the Word in, and then she put herself in a place where she was going to receive the Word and receive the anointing. And when that anointing hit her body, she started doing what she couldn't do before, by faith, opening and closing her hands. And then as she did that, no pain. The Lord has healed her body. And by the time it was all said and done, she's healed in her knees and no pain. Lord, we just thank you for Verna's healing. And you know, today I thank him for your healing. Whatever word that you've heard come to you from the doctor, from your friends, just from your own thoughts, from the enemy saying you're sick or you've got this or you've got that, put that under the blood of Jesus. The word says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee. So whatever it is, it has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Right now, see whatever thing you're dealing with in your body bowing its knee at the name of Jesus, because we're about to use the name of Jesus as I pray for you, and you see that thing bow and lose its grip on you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for our healing. And in the name of Jesus, we command sickness and disease to leave our bodies. I command sickness and disease to leave your body in Jesus' name, and to be for your body to be healed and set free. Cancer, you're rebuked. Cancer, you're gone and dead in Jesus' name. Back problems, you're gone in Jesus' name. Headaches, you're gone in Jesus' name. Learning disabilities, dyslexia, ADD, you're gone in the name of Jesus. And every single thing that would rise up against the Word of God and try to make you sick, it's gone and bows its knee at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. You know what? You may need to know. You may say, well, I want to know more about healing. Well, my mom has a CD set called Live Long, Live Strong. We've got healing promises, just scripture, and healing confessions for you. And this set is our God Wants You Well package. And all you have to do is use the information on your screen to order that, and we'll send it to you. You know, healing is wrapped up in the Word of God. You can't be a lazy Christian and still walk in victory. Tell the devil what he can't do in your life. Tell the devil to get out of here and stay strong in Jesus. This is the year of the open door for you, and you're healed in Jesus' name. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of the open door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.